Hey everyone, I'm adding this little segment to the very beginning of this podcast because I spent the majority of the podcast speculating on the condition of Anthony Rendon's left leg slash knee, not knowing exactly what was going to happen. I wasn't sure if we were going to get news about where he was at in the post-game presser. Well, it turns out that we did get news. He got x-rays. They came back negative with a left knee contusion, and he's expected to be day-to-day at this point. So a lot of this conversation you heard me talking about in this episode was before we got news about Rendon's injury. So there is a slightly more optimistic tone that I might have right now before you hear the rest of this episode. So just wanted to add this in here before starting this episode.
You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. So, unfortunately, I have to be the breaker of bad news in this episode. We're going to talk about everything that went down on Monday for the Angels. It was an eventful day, and more often than not in negative ways, and we're going to talk about it all. We're going to talk about the change of news from going from Shohei Ohtani starting on the mound to Jose Quintana, the subsequent bad performance from Quintana. We're going to talk about Anthony Rendon leaving with what appears to be a potentially serious injury after fouling a ball off his leg. And we're going to spend some time talking about Shohei Ohtani having another great day at the plate. But before we get into the episode, as usual, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at BMags94, the podcast at Locked On Angels. You can find my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast wherever you get your podcast from. So happy Tuesday. I hope you're doing well, and I hope you were able to make it out in one piece on what was an insane day for the Angels. I mean, when we left off yesterday, it's not like things were particularly great. They were coming off of a shutout against the Seattle Mariners. It was the first time that they were shut out this season. But at least we had the expectation that Shohei Ohtani might be starting on the mound against Tyler Glasnow at Angel Stadium. The Angels were coming back home. They were starting to get a little bit healthier from a larger scale. And that is pretty much the opposite of what happened for the Angels on Monday. So we're going to break down all of this in this episode. We're really going to talk about what happened and how the Angel season might potentially change based on some injury outlooks for the Angels after this day. But before we do get into all that, I want to start the episode by at least bringing some optimism into it, because there's going to be a lot of, pessimism. It's hard to not feel a little worried about what's happening right now. So let's just start this off with some good news. Let's talk about the good things that happened for the Angels on Monday in their 7-3 loss. I think Shohei Ohtani doing it all at the plate again was awesome. Had an absolute mammoth home run against Tyler Glasnow, a ball that traveled over the center field wall, 427 feet. It hung up in the air for about 6.5 seconds, had a 110 mile per hour exit velocity. It was an awesome home run. It got the Angels back within the game. They were down 5-0 at that point. And yeah, I mean, Ohtani continues to do it all. In his first at bat earlier in the game, the dude singles or hits a ball up the middle, a ground ball that gets by the shortstop. It ends up getting to second base on it. I mean, again, in the same game, this guy was able to do that. So that was super cool to see. Anthony Rendon, who we will talk a lot about in this episode, hit another home run, was starting to heat up before the injury, again, that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. And I would say the last positive thing from this Angels game was the fact that Patrick Sandoval, who could very well find himself in the Angels rotation here pretty soon, pitched pretty well. Two scoreless innings out of the bullpen. Velocity was up. The off-speed stuff and breaking ball was looking really good. So that was definitely an encouraging sign. And I guess I will add one more final note in here about the Angels minor league rosters being announced. It's pretty cool that we get to see Reed Detmers start the season in Double-A. He's a guy who could very well find himself pitching in Anaheim this year. We've got, obviously, Joe Adell starting the year in Triple-A. Brandon Marsh might be a little bit delayed, but is expected to be playing games at some point this month. And then even at the Inland Empire, who are now a low-A affiliate for the Angels, they have a pretty exciting roster with some guys like Jeremiah Jackson and Kyren Paris, who are definitely guys that you should go check out. So I think I've kind of exhausted all of the positive things from the Angels day. Now we do have to dive into the unfortunate news, and there was a lot on Monday. First and foremost, not seeing Shohei Ohtani start the game. I mean, selfishly, I really wanted to see Ohtani pitch again. I really wanted to see him against Tyler Glasnow. That, for obvious reasons, would have been an incredible matchup. But beyond that, Ohtani not being able to make another start and having his next start in question again kind of sucks. We have talked about it. We're kind of beating a dead horse at this point. But I've talked plenty on this podcast about Ohtani needing more reps to get to that next level as a pitcher. And it just feels like every single start right now is being pushed back for reasons. I mean, his elbow is probably going to be fine after this. But if he goes, you know, 10 to 14 days again without pitching, it's just going to halt any sort of rhythm that he can develop on the mound. So that's something that he very much needs to see start going his way. And to be fair, these are kind of some bad luck things. I mean, getting hit while you're batting on your throwing arm, the blister issue, these are not things that he's necessarily doing wrong. It just kind of sucks for him and for the Angels and their development with him. And then you talk about the game itself on Monday. And to be fair, they did make the game interesting. It was a 5-3 game going into the ninth inning before Raisel Iglesias allowed a two-run home run in a non-save situation. That seems to be a common trend for him this year. So the game itself was not very good outside of the Ohtani home run and what he was doing and Rendon's home run, Sandoval's performance. It was a pretty bad game. And again, Jose Quintana with another really bad performance. And unfortunately, this is something that as Angels fans, we have become very accustomed to, bringing in a free agent pitcher who is probably on the wrong side of his career going into his 30s, doesn't necessarily have a recent track record of strong performance, just not performing well. Quintana's ERA after this outing is at 10.59. And I would say that that looks to be just absolutely staggering, but we've kind of seen this from Angels pitchers before, unfortunately. So it's not something that is all that uncommon for Angels fans. In Quintana's favor, there are some underlying numbers, and I'm trying to put emphasis on some, that make me feel like maybe there's something in there. The stuff really has not changed all that much. He still generated 22 swinging strikes in his outing on Monday, so that gives you some hope that there's something there, but there's just way too much happening. Way too many balls, way too many hard hit balls at the plate, and quite frankly, there's just way too much happening. He's pitching out of the stretch almost all the time with runners on. And yes, there's some stuff happening there that says there's bad luck, but when you're consistently putting yourself in bad positions, bad things are going to happen. And at this point, I don't know how many much more starts Quintana has before the Angels decide to move onto somebody else, whether that is Patrick Sandoval or Jaime Barría, because at this point, they just need somebody who can kind of keep them in the game, and that has not happened. And the final bad piece of news from this game, towards the very end of this game, in the eighth inning, Anthony Rendon fouls a ball off his knee, and we have not heard anything from the Angels quite yet, but it was not pretty. I mean, he fouled this ball directly off of his kneecap. It looked pretty bad. He had to be helped off the field. And I put something out about the video on Twitter, and I had a medical doctor, Jesse Morse, who is pretty popular on the sports medicine world on Twitter, quoted my tweet and said, best case scenario, bad bone bruise, very possible and horrible scenario is a fractured patella, out 6 to 8+ weeks. And he said to expect x-rays and hopefully he gets really lucky. So that's definitely not what you want to hear very shortly after Anthony Rendon fouled that ball off his knee. Again, this is another thing that we have seen before with the Angels. If you'll remember correctly, a couple years ago, Tommy La Stella, in the midst of this breakout season in his first year with the Angels, fouls a ball off his leg, fractures his leg, and is out for a good part of the season. So again, we got to cross our fingers on this and hope that he's going to be okay. And we're going to kind of spend the second part of this episode talking about what's going to happen exactly if Rendon is out for significant time. But this was not a pretty night for the Angels. They fall under 500 again. Couple big injuries. No Ohtani on the mound. Anthony Rendon possibly looking at another trip on the injured list. It is just not looking all that pretty right now for the Angels. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happens potentially if Anthony Rendon finds himself back on the injured list and what to do with Jose Quintana. But first, let me tell you about Sports Trade. Have you guys heard about Sports Trade? It's where fantasy sports meets the stock market. It's amazing. Sports Trade takes fantasy to the next level. It's like Robin Hood for fantasy sports. Their platform allows you to buy and sell shares in your favorite players just like real stocks. A fair and exciting way to cash in on your knowledge of sports, and they just added baseball to the platform. So check it out today. Making money with Sports Trade is as simple as player values rise and fall based on two factors. The first one is their statistical performance in each game compared to their projected fantasy points. The more points that are scored, the higher their value goes. And number two, the good old supply and demand. The more demand a player has, the higher their value goes. When you're ready to buy shares, pick that penny stock in a rookie with huge upside, or grab that blue chip veteran who's always a solid performer. So simply go to sportstrade.com and watch the How It Works video and then sign up to get started. Again, go to sportstrade.com to sign up today. Let me tell you about 1010. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today, rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female designer masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They are the perfect way to bring light into her life. And they're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10x10. So let's get back into the negative discussion about the Angels. Again, I hate that we're spending so much time talking about this, but it's hard to not focus on this right now based on where the Angels stand right now. This is a kind of a pivotal point of the season where the Angels are not playing good baseball, and they're also having some factors that are kind of out of their control affecting where things could go right now. So we're going to spend the next handful of minutes talking about Anthony Rendon's possible injury and what to do with Jose Quintana. So I want to kind of pivot back to the Rendon thing, because I got another doctor who saw the video and again quoted the tweet that I had of Rendon's video. And this is Dr. Nirav Pandya, who is the associate professor at the University of California at San Francisco orthopedic surgery. So a guy that knows what he's talking about, says doesn't look good for Anthony Rendon based on the speed of the ball and the impact at his tibia patella. If he says if it hits the patella, it would be hard for it not to fracture. If it hit the proximal tibia, which again, I'm not going to pretend like I'm an expert on this, but he's saying if it hits the tibia, it might simply just be a bone bruise. So based on what I'm reading so far, it doesn't feel like there's a there's a wide range of outcomes. It's either it's going to probably be okay, or it could be really, really bad. So tomorrow, or today, I should say, could be a huge day based on the results from whatever they do with Anthony Rendon. But if he's out for an extended period of time, I think it goes without saying that it's a huge blow to the Angels. This is something that has been a problem for the Angels in the past. Their depth at the major league level, at the upper minors, has been a problem. And in the event of a catastrophic injury like this, it can kind of derail the Angels season. And the immediate replacement for him at third base is probably Jose Rojas, Luis Renjifo. I mean, maybe you move David Fletcher around, you try to makeshift it, but whoever it is, it's going to be a massive drop-off. And I'm quoting something from Dan Szymborski. He is one of the bigger writers at FanGraphs. He had an article that came out a couple weeks ago, basically looking at the most irreplaceable players in baseball based on how good a player is and what would happen if that said player was to get hurt on a team that maybe couldn't afford to lose him. Unsurprisingly, Mike Trout was at the top of that list, which that's no surprise. If Mike Trout were to get hurt right now, the Angels would be a very bad baseball team, most likely. But Anthony Rendon was not too far down on that list. He was number 9 on this list. So in the event of him getting hurt and being out for an extended period of time, the Angels' playoff odds essentially crater to very, very low levels. So that's not exactly what you want to hear. Adding it all up, I mean, Anthony Rendon is a tremendous player. I mean, for the last 4 or 5 seasons, one of the best hitters, one of the best players in baseball. He's done nothing but do the same thing with the Angels so far. He just started to heat up once again over the past few days. So we've got to hope that this injury isn't as serious as we think it is. Again, I don't want to jump the gun on this, but I'm just basically passing along information on the spot right now and based on some medical advice that I have seen floating around right now. So it doesn't look good, but there is a scenario where it's just a really bad bone bruise, which probably puts him on the injured list. So that's more of a short-term problem, but it beats getting a surgery or fracturing his leg. So the Rendon news really sucks, because if he's out for an extended period of time, it's a problem for the Angels. But on the flip side, the Jose Quintana problem is just a continuation of a problem for the Angels over the past 5 years. You don't really need to hear me beat this dead horse again, but the Angels starting pitching is and has been a problem for the last 5-6 years. You look at what they did from 2015 to 2020, near the bottom of the league in basically every single category when you look at starting pitching performance. And a lot of those bad performances came from external additions, whether that was Matt Harvey or Julio Teheran or Trevor Cahill, whoever, like Tim Lincecum. The Angels do not have a strong track record of bringing pitching in from the outside and seeing them succeed in an Angels uniform. I mean, yes, Dylan Bundy might be the exception to that rule, but more often than not, when the Angels bring in a starter from the outside, it generally does not turn out well. So while I feel a little bit better about Quintana based on some of the things I provided, at least you can look at the strikeout rate and say, okay, maybe there's still something there and he can tweak it. But there's still a lot of bad things happening for him, and he's basically one really bad start away from maybe getting a phantom trip to the injured list, moving to the bullpen. Maybe he's DFA'd at some point in the next month or so if this continues. I mean, it has been that bad. And it begs the question of, what the heck do the Angels do? And that's just from the short term. I mean, the Angels starting pitching problems have continued into the season. And while we spent a full episode last week talking about the fact that the pitching has probably been a little unlucky this year, you're not putting yourself in the best of positions when you're consistently allowing runners to reach base, a lot of the times because of walks. And yes, there is some batted ball, unlucky stuff going on with the Angels. That's going to clean itself up. But what isn't going to clean itself up is short performances from your starting pitchers, a lot of walks and an issue of inheriting runners when the bullpen comes in. So this has been a problem for the Angels for quite some time. And as far as what I would do to fix it, like in the short term, I mean, at this point, you need Quintana to turn it around because the rest of the rotation is not doing that great as a whole. And because Shohei Ohtani is not able to get out there on a consistent basis, you kind of need Quintana to figure it out. At this point, I would maybe give him one more start with a very, very short leash, have someone like Patrick Sandoval in the mix to possibly come into the game, or Chris Rodriguez. But after that, all bets are off. I would possibly explore utilizing Sandoval and Chris Rodriguez, maybe put them back to back in an outing or something like that. At this point, the Angels really need to get creative because these types of starting pitching performances are really starting to hurt the team in a major way once again. So we're going to take one final break before we get out of here. But first, let me tell you about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your latest sporting news, including Major League Baseball, the NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or your mobile device and check out all of the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. So make sure to head to the website or use your mobile device at betonline.ag to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and they're reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and it does not require membership or account login. So make sure to go to RockAuto.com and see all of the parts available for your car or your truck, right? Locked On in there. How did you hear about us, box? So they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com. Get all of the sports news that you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Your host, Peter Bukowski, updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. So make sure to follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from. So let's wrap up with a few things here today. I'm recording this as some of the post-game coverage stuff is coming out, so apologies on this being a little bit scattered. Joe Maddon did say that Anthony Rendon was sore after the game, and he was not sure as of that moment if he had gone for x-rays quite yet, so I would expect that you're going to hear a little bit more by the time you're listening to this podcast on Tuesday. And because of the crazy day, I forgot to mention the fact before the game that Angels reliever Mike Myers was placed on the injured list. They did not specify exactly what that was, so take from that as you will. I don't want to speculate on it. I'm not quite sure what happened there. And another report came out again, post-game stuff. This is from Fabian Ardaia at The Athletic. Joe Maddon said Shohei Ohtani came out well after playing catch today. They're going to reevaluate tomorrow and see where they're going to plug him back in the rotation. So that kind of leads into the final point that I had here today, and that's the rotation as of right now. Today's matchup, Alex Cobb is moving, forward a day. He's going to pitch against Shane McClanahan. You've got Andrew Heaney pitching on Wednesday's game and Thursday's game. We really don't know yet. So that's where the Angels stand. As I'm recording this, again, we just do not know a whole lot about some of these other things going on, mainly in terms of Anthony Rendon's injury. So be on the lookout for that on Tuesday. I'm sure we will get some news leading up to the Angels game, hopefully more positive rather than negative. But I believe that's all I've got from what was a very depressing episode. I do apologize that I had to break some of this on this podcast, but that's the unfortunate case of where the Angels are at right now. But in the meantime, that's going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for joining. Stay safe out there, and we will talk some Angels baseball on Wednesday.